Hello, everyone. I'm Elf Crash Murphy, sitting in for Frank Murr at the North Pole News Desk for North Pole Radio News. We now have only 8 days until the start of Operation Merry Christmas at the North Pole, and there's one department already operating like it's Christmas Eve. It's in the North Pole Post Office, and our friend Frank is there, kind of a role reversal for us today, and he's going to get a few comments from Elf Hugo, the postmaster at the North Pole Post Office. Frank, why are we doing this? Why are you there, and why am I here?
Crash, I'm here to test out some remote technology that we're going to be using this year, and I need to do it so I understand the conditions that you and other reporter elves work from. Now let's get back to the subject at hand so no one gets bored.
Okay, what were we going to talk about, Frank? My mind went completely blank when you said the word technology.
The North Pole Post Office, Crash.
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. The North Pole Post Office is exceptionally busy, and here to catch us up with what's happening there is Elf Frank with Elf Hugo. Go ahead, Frank. Dazzle us with your remote technology stuff.
The North Pole Post Office is operating under the weight of billions of messages for Santa and various elves at the North Pole. With me is Elf Hugo, who is the elf in charge of the North Pole Post Office. Hugo, just how many messages, letters, notes, emails, texts, faxes, smoke signals, and carrier pigeons is the North Pole Post Office handling these days?
We're averaging better than 600 million messages of one type or another each day, Frank.
How much will that be on, say, the 22nd of December?
We project it will be about 1.4 billion per day by then.
Do you have enough elves for all that?
Nope. We never have enough elves, but we'll have to figure it out. That's what we do every year.
Given the sheer volume of mail, what do you have to say to those out there wanting to get a message to Santa?
I would say get your thoughts together before you message, make it brief, send it just one time, and don't expect an answer until Santa himself comes down your chimney. That's when he answers the mail. He's a busy guy. In fact, I think he could be the busiest guy in the world.
Thank you, Hugo, and good luck to the North Pole Post Office this year. Crash, back to you for a witty closure to this news report.
Thank you, Frank. That was a spine-tingling report. And thank you, Elf Hugo. I hope you take your vitamins. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Crash Murphy, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.